So apparently Kickstarter is being forced to ban adult content on their platform. And they think this is coming from Stripe. It's not Kickstarter per se, but this is going to be a really interesting situation because a good majority, I would say, of comic book Kickstarters contain adult and not safe for work content. And now they will not be allowed to post that kind of stuff on the platform, or at least not be as explicit about it. I guess you can say, well, this may or may not be adult content. We're just not going to show you anything to make you want to back it. Now, it's interesting. Kotaku is covering this now, but I am pretty sure that Fandom Pulse covered this a week or two ago. So hat tip to them. But I wasn't fully aware of what was going on because they've had bans before. But they said that now the language is a lot more specific as to what you cannot allow on this platform. So I guess, you know, one of the biggest comics campaigns they had, it was Smut Peddler, and I guess they're not gonna be allowed to peddle smut anymore on Kickstarter. So let's look into this. Let's see what's going on. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. Go out to more, more.clownfishtv.com. That's more.clownfishtv.com. This episode brought to you in part by the Reefers. So if you would like to be a Reefer and get paywalled content for less than the cost of one super chat, you can go out to more.clownfishtv.com. Thank you very much for that. We do not have adult content out there, so sorry to disappoint you. No feet pics or anything like that. It's not happening. This has come from Kotaku. Kickstarter is the latest platform seemingly forced to ban adult content by payment processors. Kickstarter has updated its content guidelines to prohibit several forms of not safe for work content, and payment processor Stripe may be to blame. So we have talked about censorship via bankers, banking, and financial institutions quite a bit on this channel, and mostly in regards to anime. And I think it's really interesting because a lot of people that were down with censoring people over politics or censoring people who were maybe watching anime or playing video games that had, content they did not agree with, like, you know, lowly content or implied incest or what, you know, look, I'm not into any of that stuff, right? But there were a lot of people cheering on the censorship. And I said, well, here's the thing. The goalpost is going to move, and eventually they're going to censor content that you do agree with. And as long as, I guess my feeling on is like, look, I can think a lot of this stuff is just absolutely disgusting, but if it's not breaking the law, if it's not actually breaking the law and the platform that it's hosted on is okay with it, then the banks should not get involved, but they're getting involved. And this is just kind of, I think, a taste of things to come, that the banks are going to run everything. You're not going to be able to buy or sell without getting the approval of the banks. And if the banks don't like your content, they don't like who you're donating to, they don't like the kind of stuff you're publishing, then they're going to step in and say, no, you can't do that. We saw this happen a couple of years ago, and this is why we don't use Patreon. We're using Substack right now, but, Sargon of Akkad, who I don't even watch. I mean, I don't even watch the guy, but he was booted off the platform. He was making like $12,000 a month, and he got booted off of Patreon because somebody at Patreon didn't like him. And he said the N word on somebody's podcast, but he was giving that as an example of things you should not say. And because he said it on somebody else's podcast and somebody he did not like flagged it to Patreon, he got booted off of Patreon. And I think him getting kicked off of Patreon did irreparable damage to that platform. Now, it could have been Patreon or it could have been PayPal, too, that had an issue with it, because the gal that was in charge of trust and safety, she actually worked for PayPal. But now it's coming for Kickstarter, too. And like I said, Kickstarter has a lot of not safe for work content on it. In fact, if you want your comic book to be successful on Kickstarter, you got to put boobs, preferably lesbian boobs. That's what sells. That's what sells on Kickstarter, and maybe not anymore. So again, coming from Kotaku, they're the latest platform seemingly forced to ban adult content. Kickstarter, the original crowdfunding platform used to fund the likes of Larian Studios' Divinity Original Sin 2 and Warhorse Studios' Kingdom Come Deliverance, has recently updated its mature content guidelines to prohibit content that is deemed violent, derogatory and sexually photorealistic. Okay, so maybe not comics per se. And based on emails sent to creators on the platform, the payment processor Stripe may be to blame for the sudden shift away from not safe for work content. At some point over the past few days, seemingly around May 11th, now it's interesting because Phantom Pulse covered this before, so maybe they have another round of censorship, I don't know. Based on Internet Archive snapshots, Kickstarter's rules page was updated to specifically prohibit several forms of not safe for work content. While the previous version of the page simply prohibited pornographic content, it now contains some oddly specific restrictions, including but not limited to implied sex acts. Well, that could be like a Batman comic, right? MILF, DILF content, implied nudity, anything featuring female nipples or genitalia, and anuses. Yes, no buttholes on Kickstarter. Good heavens, they've even banned buttocks. Wait, what? Hold on, I gotta look this up. Okay, where is this at? Be honest and transparent, be engaged and committed, be respectful. Mature content, here we go. We do not allow any project specifically stating it or the rewards being offered or being created for sexual pleasure. Oh my God. Okay, so that is a good majority of adult comics right there. Any project that distributes or enables distribution of pornographic content. Any project that seeks funding for receiving or providing sexual services. Whoa. Or spaces to offer. Sir, well, that's, yeah, you don't want to, like, could you bankroll my brothel? Kickstart my brothel, please. Any project that promotes, glorifies, or praises sexual or abusive content, degrading content, humiliating content. So none of the whips and leather and stuff. Otherwise, sexually exploitive or abusive, derogatory terminology, slut, whore, MILF, DILF, explicitly violent, R-word fantasies. Well, that I would agree with. I'd be like, why are you doing that? Illegal content, bestiality. There go all the furry comics. Whoa. Child exploitation, abuse material. So they're working with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. So even if that elf girl looks like she's 8, but she's actually 408, we're going to have a problem. Photographs, photorealistic depictions, printed models, sculpture, and illustrations of, so yeah, comics, sex acts, or implied sex acts, inclusive of, tug in the chain, pound in the pud, whatever terminology. Can I say that on YouTube? I don't know. So, okay. It's interesting because all of these things are in books that the comic book industry are trying to get put into libraries for kids. There are some books out there that are contain a lot of really lewd graphic depictions of this kind of stuff, and you can't even kickstart that now. And I know a lot of those creators use Kickstarter. So this is really interesting. Implied nudity where the subject's wearing lingerie. Wait, implied nudity where the subject is wearing lingerie, fetish wear, or clothing that is see-through or very tight and shows to, basically you can't have, like, show the guy's pack and he's wearing some, you know, leather booty pants or whatever, booty shorts. The anus, the nipples. Sexual wellness products? What the hell? Okay, we do allow romance and spicy literature, including comic books. But wait a second, if you can't show this stuff, sexual wellness products, they're not designed for gratification. Any photographs or illustrations containing, revealing photographs and non-sexual things. Okay, so swimwear, an actor in their boxers getting ready for work. Intimate acts that are not explicitly sex acts. Two people kissing, two people cuddling, and ankles. I added ankles. So Amish romance novels are fine. Nudity found in a project that are portrayed in a non-sexualized scientific, educational, or documentary style where the focus is not on genitalia or reproductive organs. Kickstarter may still restrict content that is presented in a sexualized, exploitive, or otherwise harmful manner. even if it falls within an otherwise permitted category, anti-evasion, anti-circumvention. Creators may not evade any of these rules through cropped, blurred, obscured, misleadingly labeled, or otherwise disguised content. Hate and violence. This is where they try to get some of the right-wing creators, content creators. They're saying that you're being, you know, bigoted or whatever. So they're like, we don't tolerate discrimination, bigotry, intimidation, exploitation, or intolerance toward marginalized groups. We do not support projects that promote, glorify, incite, or threaten violence or other illegal acts, unless it's like, yeah, so on the other side. But that, I digress. Actually, what kicked off the whole, I did a video earlier talking about unions. What kicked off the whole union thing was the Always Punch Nazis book. I guess that was a huge controversy. Anyway, they say, according to a report by the Daily Cartoonist, Kickstarter is under pressure from the payment processor Stripe, which Palantir chairman Peter Thiel and ex-proprietor Elon Musk partially own. I did not know that Elon Musk owned part of Stripe. Kickstarter and Stripe did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Well, it's interesting because Kickstarter was accused. They've definitely loosened up a little bit, but they used to kind of arbitrarily ban any projects that they thought were too right wing or whatever. It was very weird, but I haven't seen them do that in a long time, but I don't know. According to artist and writer Mike Wolfer, Kickstarter began emailing creators in March of 2026 to inform them that Stripe will conduct its own review of any projects featuring adult, not safe for work content. It may choose to shut down any crowdsourced project while they're live or even after they've been funded. Oh, that's interesting. Can you imagine thinking you have like 25 grand coming and you've already, you know, paid your people or whatever, or you've got your book ready to go. And it's like, yeah, guess what? We're not giving you your money. Tough luck. As the Daily Cartoonist notes, the choice to limit not safe for work content on Kickstarter feels especially sudden considering the platform launched its Kickstarter After Dark newsletter in September of 2025, which aims to showcase the best adult oriented projects. Yeah, I remember that. They did. They were like, oh yeah, we want to do more porn stuff on Kickstarter. And then they were like, nope, nope, nope. You're not allowed. You're not allowed to do any of that. Step inside the adult section, comics and graphic novels, safe work, not safe work, artwork, mature storylines, erotic romance, mature literary works, artistic nudes, adult lifestyle products. Oh my God. Yeah. And they did. They were going all in on that. And now they're like, yeah, we're not allowed to do it. If Kickstarter's newly implemented rules have indeed been forced upon them by Stripe, it wouldn't be the first time that a payment processor has had a hand in limiting not safe for work content. Both Steam and itch.io had to purge countless not safe for work games from their platforms in 2025, following pressure from banking partners and payment processors like Visa and MasterCard. The Australian anti-porn group Collective Shout, well, not shouting very loud. They claim credit for the censorship, but the move increasingly seems to be part of a larger shift by companies that move money around the internet to crack down on what can actually be bought, sold, and shared on it. This is really interesting because a lot of the people who are freaking out about this now that they're losing their porn were very, very, very much on board with wrong thinkers being debanked. And, I warned you, being a free speech guy, that the goalpost was going to move, that the bankers were going to decide. Bankers were going to decide what was safe for consumption. Carson says, thank God Stripe is there to choose what I can and cannot consume on the internet as an adult and capable of and untrustworthy to make my own decisions in my own life. I welcome a large money corporation in making those decisions for me. Thank you, Stripe, for saving me from myself. You know better. This person says there's an error in the text. Larian Studios made Baldur's Gate 3. No, they did. They did Divinity first. Cutting Edge Constipation says somebody better tell the DOJ that they banned female nipples, but not male nipples. That's sex discrimination. T. Westrum says, oh, cool. Does this mean I can finally browse the tabletop gaming section without seeing 500 big-tittied STLs for every one board game? Yeah, I thought they had a filter for that. Did they have a filter for that? I thought they did, that you couldn't see the adult content. But yeah, there we go, guys. This is definitely going to hurt Kickstarter, but it's going to another platform. If it is Stripe, I don't think it's going to change things very much because everybody's using Stripe now. Like Stripe is kind of overtaking PayPal. So good luck with all that. Thankfully, we don't have to worry about that. We don't do anything that's dicey like that. But yeah, I guess even Amazon, people are selling spicy Kindle books and stuff like that, and they have to do an end run around Amazon payments. And it's, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Going to wrap it up. Please subscribe. We will talk later.